I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Still not clear who's going to be Israel's next prime minister. In the meantime, the current office holder, Ehud Olmert, continues to make critical decisions. That's despite the fact that he's essentially been a lame duck for 6 months and counting. Corruption charges forced Olmert to announce his resignation in the fall, though he said he'd stay on until his replacement was named. These days, it seems as if Olmert is busy trying to polish his tarnished legacy before he finally steps down. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from Jerusalem.
Last week's split election results mean it may take weeks of political wheeling and dealing to form a new Israeli government. Until then, Ehud Olmert is still in charge of things like negotiations in Cairo over a long-term Gaza ceasefire. Now, Olmert says there will be no deal without the release of Gilad Shalit, the Israeli soldier captured by Hamas nearly 3 years ago.
But let it be clear. We will not allow the opening of the crossings to Gaza and outside of Gaza to the extent that it will help them bring back life into a complete normal pace, certainly not before Gilad Shalit is back home.
While it was corruption charges that forced Olmert's resignation, the issue of the captured soldier is Olmert's last lingering political concern, says Shlomo Brom, a retired brigadier general.
It is important to him because psychologically he is in a situation in which he wants to leave behind him a clean desk.
If he does manage to get Shalit home, Brom says, history may be kind to Olmert.
Certainly he is tainted by these corruption accusations, and it's possible that he will have to face trial and even end in prison. But concerning his term as a prime minister, I think there will be a revaluation of his term in years to come.
Brom says Olmert made some mistakes in the Lebanon War, but in the end, that controversial war left a quiet northern front for Israel. And Olmert is credited with making bold statements towards peace with the Palestinians. One of Olmert's longtime political associates, Moshe Amirov, says Olmert broke taboos about peace.
Olmert will be remembered as the first prime minister who said the things that are not allowed to say in Israel, which is not only dividing the land and the capital Jerusalem, but also to go back to the borders of 1967. All the rest, I mean, the corruption suspicion and the war in Lebanon that failed, this will be forgotten.
But critics point out that for all his bold statements, Olmert didn't deliver anything but a series of meetings with the Palestinians.
Olmert will probably remembered as the worst prime minister in the history of Israel.
Tom Segev is a leading Israeli historian. He says Olmert led the country badly into two unnecessary wars in Lebanon and Gaza. He also blames Olmert for petty corruption that's caused Israelis to lose faith in government. And Segev regards the last-minute push to bring home Gilad Shalit as a cynical move that's more about Olmert than the fate of the captive soldier.
He regards Shalit as a part of his own historic legacy, and he wants him out, not necessarily because it is Shalit, but because he needs to save at least some of his historical legacy.
Olmert is not the only one feeling that time is running out. The soldier's father, Noam Shalit, says he thinks this is a small window of opportunity to bring his son home.
Because the government is going to be replaced, and we are demanding from the current administration to conclude this crisis before Prime Minister especially steps down from his office. Because the Gilad was captured in the beginning of his shift, and we are demanding that Gilad will be released before the end of his shift. Prime Minister Olmert, I mean.
It may be much harder for an incoming government to make a deal with Hamas for Shalit's freedom. Noam Shalit says he doesn't mind who wins political points as long as his son is freed.
The other commentators can say whatever they want. Nevertheless, Gilad will be freed. That's what's important to us.
For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Jerusalem.